Okay, so we're here today with Siobhan O'Sullivan from the Professional Development Service for Teachers. So Siobhan, would you like to tell us a little bit about yourself?
Hi, I work for the PDST and my role would involve working with teachers and principals and schools throughout the country to provide continuous professional development. Initially, I started in doing so for business teachers, but in the past year, I switched to the ICT team. So I try and embed the use of ICT for teaching and learning for students and teachers.
Thank you. And Siobhan, can you tell us, why did you get involved with the PDST?
I've always had a huge interest in CPD myself, and I would have regularly attended workshops and seminars over the years. I was also involved in, for a long time, in the Business Studies Teachers Association. And over time, I would have met a lot of representatives from the Second Level Support Service and the PDST, and an opportunity presented itself a number of years ago to become a local facilitator. And out of that, I became aware that PDST were recruiting for full-time secondees. So while I usually teach in post-primary business and LCVP in Malahide Community School, I'm now seconded for the last 3 years to the PDST.
Siobhan, can you tell us what the key skill deficits you see among students or teachers in your role is?
With students, I think there's a bit of a misnomer there that because students are, to use that often used phrase, digital natives, they're skilled at everything to do with technology. They're very good at checking Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. And they would have other good skills as well. But I think, you know, there's a lack of ability to be critical consumers of information. There's maybe an overuse of Google as a search engine, and it leads those of us who were born before Google to wonder, you know, if they're getting the right information and if they are able to synthesize and analyze that information.
And then in terms of your role and delivering workshops to teachers and visiting schools, what are the challenges that you've come across in terms of that?
Most teachers, the overwhelming majority of teachers that I would work with are extremely positive, and I suppose time is a big issue. It's finding the time to get to the training and then to upskill themselves. And there's a confidence issue, I think, as well, where people are really concerned about what do I do if the Wi-Fi drops, or what do I do if I, you know, can't get a piece of technology to work? There's also a big fear among some teachers that they will no longer be the expert in the room, that the students will know more than them. But, you know, I do my best to comfort them. And I suppose we as teachers and educators really need to show that learning is a lifelong process, and we need to model that for our students and to show vulnerability. Brené Brown talks about the power of vulnerability, and you know, it can be very disconcerting for our students when they don't understand something straight away. So I think it's very comforting for them to see if we are having difficulties with learning.
And Siobhan, just in terms of teachers, how can teachers avail of the services that PDST provides?
PDST is part of the Department of Education. We're funded by Teacher Education Section, so it's a free service available to all teachers in primary and post-primary throughout the country. And we provide free workshops in the evening, weekend seminars, and in-school training for teachers.
Okay.
And then just, in terms of use that term phrase going forward, what are your hopes for sort of your PDST and your role in the PDST over the next number of years? How do you see that evolving?
For secondees in recent years, a maximum of 5 years has been introduced. So I suppose I'm over the halfway point at this stage. So I'm actually really looking forward to getting, much as I adore what I do and I love working with teachers around the country, I do miss my own students very much. And I suppose this has been a great learning process for me as well. I feel the job is an absolute privilege to get a global or bird's eye view of education in primary and post-primary throughout Ireland, not just in my own school. And I'm really looking forward to bringing back all the knowledge that I've gained over the past few years back to my school to enrich my own teaching and learning for my students.
Siobhan, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us today, and you've opened our eyes to developing digital literacies among students.
Thank you. Thanks.